broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you here on this Wednesday morning, midweek, January the 11th, 2023. A lot of ones in that date. 15 minutes past the hour, 33 degrees and hazy skies here in Marion. And away we go, 15 minutes past the hour. Well, a lot to talk about here this morning. Always fun to have an interesting conversation. You know, I always say interesting, and I'll tell you why. I've probably told this story on the air before, but the reason I say interesting is because interesting can go either way. You can have interesting good or interesting bad, and also interesting is a good way not to give your opinion. If somebody says something to you, makes a statement, whether it's political or just a life decision, and you don't want to give your opinion on it, if you just say, that's very interesting, that can be, that's very interesting, I agree with you, or that's very interesting, I don't agree with you. It really is the only statement I can think of that really encompasses everything, both good and bad. So that's why I always say interesting. Now, is it interesting to you? Well, we hope every morning it is, but I don't know if we bet 100% every day. Well, here are the interesting things this morning that I would like to talk about. Yes, now, the Groundhog Day thing is coming together. Now, I'll tell you how this all started. Our friend Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio, who's done a lot of stuff for us, in the pizza department. We've done fruitcake pizza. We have done pumpkin pie pizza. We did a tur pizza, which was a turkey pizza. We did regular pizzas back in the summer, spring of last year. We've just done a lot of things regarding pizza, and it's always been a lot of fun. And Bob has also become our plaque man. He presented the plaques at the Fruitcake Toss. Also, the Upper Crust Society, which has four members now, George Kasotis, Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Guy, and myself. And also the plaque for the return of Harding's Dog Collar. Now, what happened was, I can't remember if Bob sent me an email or called in, but one day he said, how about something for Groundhog Day? Because that's a big day here in Marion because of Buckeye Chuck. Also a big day across the country, of course, Punxsutawney Phil, and a whole lot of other groundhogs around the country. And wouldn't it be fun to do something in regard to that with pizza? Now, here's how it started. Now, we do not want to interfere with the groundhog because you will get cranky people. Oh, you're trying to interfere with the groundhog. You're trying to... No, we're not trying to interfere with the groundhog. The groundhog thing happens between 7 and 8 when the sun comes up. We're not doing it between 7 and 8. The groundhog will be all its own. It can make its prediction, and all will be well. We will come on the air after the groundhog at 8:15. But the original idea was, we'll have a groundhog pizza. And I want to talk, by the way, if I forget to come back to that, somebody remind me. So keep that in your mind, because I do want to come back to the groundhog pizza in just a second. So we decided we would have groundhog pizza on that day. Sounds good. Well, then the idea came about, because most of the time Bob has come in the studio, we have had special guest taste testers. We've had, who else? We've had Buckeye Guy there. We've had George Kasotis there. We've had Mike Wilson there. We've had a lot of people there. as special, Glenn Coble has been there, Linda Sims has been there. We've had a lot of special guest taste testers. So the idea then became, on Groundhog Day, who should be the special guest taste tester of the Groundhog Pizza? And you think about it, you want either somebody involved in weather, because that's a big weather day, weather prediction day, or you want somebody just who's not a regular station person. So we got that over to the side. Then the idea came, well, the whole thing with Groundhog Day is that we make a prediction. Are we going to have 6 more weeks of winter, or are we going to have an early spring? Okay, well, is there some way with this special taste tester and a pizza that we can do a prediction without the person who will be tasting the pizza knowing what the prediction is? So then that became a thing. And then Bob called in one morning and said he was creating a plaque in regard to the event. Now, this all came in processions. Well, yesterday morning, our good friend Lee, who's back with us every morning, came up because we were starved for ideas when it came to how do you basically do the weather prediction without the person who's tasting the pizza knowing it. Well, he had a great idea. A pizza sliced into 8 slices. Under 4 of the slices, you could have a card or something that would say early spring. And under 4, you could have a card that says 6 more weeks of winter. So that's a great idea. So that's taken care of. So now, basically, what we're down to is who's going to be the taste tester and what else is going to accompany this event. And it got me to thinking yesterday about the big Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania, because that's the biggest groundhog. They draw the biggest crowd and do a whole day's worth of events, and people travel from all over the world to Pennsylvania. And it occurred to me that here in Marion, we have Buckeye Chuck, and we pull him out of the ground or whatever, and he makes his prediction. But there really are no other events in town associated with that. It's just that. And once that's over, that's that. Now, years ago, when Jack Kellogg was mayor, they used to serve Spam sandwiches and hot chocolate, I believe it was. Now, I don't know. I know the joke always was that why do you serve Spam sandwich? Because it's groundhog. Now, I know that was a thing for a while, but I really don't know how the Spam sandwiches got started. I have no idea. And I also don't know if they still do the Spam sandwiches. I don't know if that's still a thing either. I don't think they do, because I have not seen that advertised for a while. I haven't seen Spam sandwiches and hot chocolate. But my question this morning is, now that we've got our... Well, first of all, what do you think of this event? Is this something you would want to come watch? Because it's starting to become like the fruitcake toss. Is this something... I think Groundhog Day's on a Thursday this year. Is this something that you would want to come watch at like 8:30 in the morning? Would you want to see somebody take a piece of this groundhog pizza and give a prediction of an early winter, or a late winter, I guess, or an early spring, and a presentation of a plaque? Now, I'm not sure who we're presenting this plaque to yet. I'm a little confused on that, to be honest with you, who the plaque's going to go to. But I like having a plaque, because a plaque presentation, people keep plaques. They're there forever. That's always a good thing. So we'll have to come up with the Buckeye Chuck Award, or the Groundhog Award, or the Groundhog Pizza Award, So here are my questions this morning, because obviously we got a good answer yesterday in regard to how do we predict an early spring or winter continuing. Who should we present the plaque to? What would the qualifications be for this person on Groundhog Day? What should the plaque be called? Now, Bob, I think, is working on this, and if he wants to chime in on the plaque, obviously he's heading that up. And if he has an idea of who to present this plaque to, I think that's a great idea, because obviously it's not going to be a competition that morning. So I'm not sure. And does anybody know, do they still serve the Spam sandwiches and the hot chocolate? I don't think they do. They might do the hot chocolate, but I don't think they do the Spam sandwiches anymore. So in regard to all of that, I'm asking you, 740-751-4038. Has anybody been to Buckeye Chuck in the last few years? Do you know if they still serve the Spam sandwiches and the hot chocolate on Groundhog Morning? And how should we do this plaque? What should we do with the plaque? And we also, at this point, do not have the person tasting the Groundhog pizza. Who should that be? Who should the person be who's going to pick the piece of pizza and taste it, Groundhog pizza, that will predict an early spring or a continuing winter for 6 weeks? Would have to be somebody of some kind, I just something with the weather, I guess, is really what we're looking for here. So, those are the questions this morning. Where should the plaque go? Who should the person be who's going to taste this Groundhog pizza? And would this be something people would want to watch? Kind of like the groundhog being pulled out, so on and so forth. And the fruitcake toss. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 27 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have any ideas on this? Now, I'll tell you what's going to be interesting, because I don't think anything to do with any of these groundhogs, Buckeye Chuck, Punxsutawney Phil, any of the groundhogs around the country, I don't really think any of that is scientific, really, because a lot of times they disagree with each other, and a lot of times the prediction is not right. So, it's going to be interesting to take our prediction, put it up against Buckeye Chuck and Punxsutawney Phil, because I'm sure they all will not be the same, and see who ends up being right. See who gets the prediction right. Early spring or six more weeks of winter. So those are the questions we have this morning. Does anybody know the answers? 28 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Now, a lot of this just has to do with opinion. You know, what should we do with the plaque? That certainly is an opinion question. Would this be something you think people would want to watch? That's an opinion question. Who should be the person tasting the pizza? That's an opinion question. Now, the fact-based questions are, do they still serve those Spam sandwiches at Groundhog Day? And why did they ever start that? You know, I know the groundhog thing was a bit for a while, but I don't know. I don't know how that ever got started. In any event, if anybody knows the answers or has any opinions on any of these things, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Would love to hear your input. 740-751-4038. Now, the other thing, the thing I was going to forget there. I just about forgot it. See, I had already planned it in my mind that I was going to forget it. Now, here's the interesting thing. I don't know for sure, because I am not in the culinary department here, But I would not guess that the groundhog pizza will have real groundhog. I don't even know if you can buy real groundhog, and I don't know what that would taste like on a pizza, to be honest with you. So I'm not sure what the substitute for groundhog on the pizza will be. Now, maybe it will be Spam, because for years that was called groundhog. Or, now see how things fall into place. Now I was thinking about this last night. Now in Marion, obviously our groundhog is named Buckeye Chuck. It's named Buckeye Chuck because of Charlie Evers, and back then, Charlie on air went by the name Chuck Evers. So that's why the groundhog was named Buckeye Chuck. But it's also interesting, for the purposes of this whole pizza thing, that we have an item in the store that's actually a little pricey now that's called Ground Chuck. I mean, you can go in the store and buy Ground Chuck. So if you put Ground Chuck on the groundhog pizza, you could call it a Buckeye Chuck pizza. Now, isn't that interesting how some things just fall into place? Now, that just came to me last night. Now, what do you think of that idea? Now, that would be more of a Bob Welsh department thing. But I don't know if he has any ideas already for the groundhog pizza. But there we are. Those are the ideas that I have about the Groundhog Day this morning as we approach. And again, I just want to say, we're not doing this during Buckeye Chuck time. Buckeye Chuck time happens sometime between 7 and 8 whenever sunrise happens. We're not doing it during that time. Matter of fact, we'll probably do it closer to 8:30 that morning because we won't come on the air until 8:15. Might even be 8:45. So we're not interfering with that. That will be long over by the time we do our thing that morning. To me, here's what this is. If you go to Pennsylvania during Punxsutawney Phil, they do the Punxsutawney Phil thing, and then they have a lot of events in town that go on that day at Gobbler's Knob and other places. To me, we're just adding another event to Buckeye Chuck. We're not doing anything with a groundhog. We're not in that. We're just doing another event to make the day bigger and longer for people who get up early and traipse around Marion that morning. Just something else for them to do. That's all we're doing. All right. Phone lines are open. 32 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on the whole groundhog festivities. But that's where we are with it at this particular point. Okay. Now, want to come to Del Taco for a second. Now, we've talked a lot about Del Taco, and mostly when we talk about Del Taco, we're talking about how crowded it's probably going to be on opening day on January the 18th. Well, today we're not going to talk about that. What I want to talk about this morning is the fact that I finally saw an advertisement for people. I think it's an open job interview. Matter of fact, I think it's happening today. Now, somebody might want to call ahead or check that out. But I think they're taking interviews for managers and so on and so forth. And I think it said they had competitive wages and all kinds of interesting stuff. So I believe that's happening today. So they are gearing up for their big opening on January the 18th, a week from today. But I'll tell you, this is a little, I would think, nerve-wracking. Because if they haven't hired the managers and the full staff yet, they've only got 7 days to train them. And they will have less than 7 days to train them because they haven't hired them yet. They're just doing the interviews this morning. Now, I'm sure they've got some people hired. But I don't know. Maybe it'll turn out okay. Maybe it won't. I cheer for them. I hope it does turn out okay. I hope we're all wrong. I hope that the traffic moves good, and the service is good, and the food is good, and everybody loves it. All I'm saying is that if I were a betting person at this particular point, there might be some trouble. But we do not wish trouble on them. We want them to succeed and go over well. Now, I'll tell you a place right now that I don't wish trouble on them, but I'm just perturbed. Because I went through McDonald's again this morning, and of course, as I told you yesterday, now to me this is really breaking news. On Monday night, McDonald's raised the price of their drinks from $1.07 to $1.29. Now, $1.29 means that with tax, you're really paying like $1.38 or something like that. So $1.38 from $1.07. I don't think that this will last. I remember at one point in the past when McDonald's tried to raise the price of their drinks, it did not go over well. People did not like the idea of the price of the drink going up. So I don't know. I mean, obviously it's going to be in place for a while. But I tell you, people get used to something, and I know a lot of people who just go to McDonald's for the drinks. I'm one of them, and I think this is not going to be very popular. Now, I'll tell you what else is not very popular. Now, Wednesday is semi-day at McDonald's. That's when they stock up for the week, get their supplies. Now, normally, the semi pulls in, and it pulls up there by the back door, and it leaves both lanes open. Now, for whatever reason this morning, I don't know if it's a different semi driver or what it was, but the semi pulled into the first lane, so it was completely blocked off. So we all had to go in the outside lane. So for the first time in probably a month, when I was driving down there this morning, they had this big, long line because only one lane was open. And as I was pulling up, I did not realize the semi was blocking the other lane. So I was a little nervous because there had not been a line there in the longest time. But once I got in and realized the semi was blocking the inside lane, I realized why it was taking, or why the line was there. But it did not take too long to get through it, so everything turned out okay. I will tell you something interesting, though. I'm not sure if the two lines make things go faster. You know, most mornings, both lines are open, and it takes a while to get through if there's a backup of cars. You know, when you only have one line, and one person is concentrating on taking the order, I think it actually moves a little faster. Even though the line looks longer, I think you actually get through faster. I don't know. Does anybody have any opinion on that? Do you? I don't know any other restaurant that does that, fast food. I think the Taco Bell and Wendy's and Burger King and all these places, they all just have one place to order and one window. The only place that has two are the McDonald's in town, all three of them, on Main, on Delaware Avenue, and on Route 95 out here. Now, do you think the two lanes are better than one? Do you think that really speeds things up a whole lot, or do you think it slows them down? Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Now, see, that's a nice, easy softball for you this morning here midweek. What do you think of the two-lane system that McDonald's has? I have to say that really, I don't think that it moves things any faster. But that's just my opinion. Now, maybe somebody else feels different. And if you do, give me a buzz here this morning, 740-751-4038. As you go through there to get your soda or your tea or whatever you get, which now has gone from $1.07 to $1.29, which really is like $1.38, $1.37 with tax. Okay. Oh, definitely want to mention this. I started to mention this last week, and I could not mention this because there were gifts to be delivered. But I think I finally got my final late Christmas gift. And it was homemade fudge from Phyllis Shirk, delivered by Larry Shirk, who have been devoted listeners for a long, long time. And I cannot thank her enough, because this fudge that Phyllis makes, she is a culinary wizard. And I was so glad. I think it got delayed because of the snowstorm and the holidays. You know, things get delayed sometimes. And I could not have been happier to see that fudge, homemade fudge, peanut butter fudge, appear. So I thank Phyllis and Larry for that. The last Christmas gift of the season, I would imagine. Now, I also want to thank Angie this morning. Last night, I did see her for a minute or an hour or something like that. You never know. I didn't clock it. But apparently, when she was at, I guess it was a flea market, she picked up a few videos for me. Shotgun Red and Bob Hope, and she gave those to me last night. So I thank her for her. I thank her for that. That's very considerate, very, very nice. So I appreciate that gift. So maybe that was a late Christmas gift as well. You never know. I find Bob Hope endlessly fascinating, and I interviewed Shotgun Red. So I'll enjoy watching those videos. And yes, I do still have a VCR, so I can play those videos. So I appreciate that. Also wanted to mention this. You know, the Bill Cosby thing, we had a huge conversation on this station for about a week after I interviewed Bill Cosby, which was back on, I think, December 28th. And it has become one of the most listened to interviews in the history of Marion. I don't know what the numbers are on it, but it's into the thousands. And I do appreciate that. But here's the funny thing about it. Is that even yesterday, people are still asking me about it. I ran into a lady yesterday at the grocery store who came up to me and said, "Hey, did you talk to Bill Cosby about, you know, all that stuff?" They're still asking about the interview. That interview, for whatever reason, because it's 2 weeks later now, that interview, for whatever reason, resonated with a lot of people. Now, I'm sure it made some people very angry, but boy, oh boy, do people know about it. You know, people are very aware that that interview happened, and I'm not really sure why that got as much play as it did. I mean, I certainly understand the popularity of Bill Cosby, whether you like him or dislike him. I guess it really goes back to that old thing, if you really like somebody, you tend to pay attention to it. And if you really dislike somebody, you pay attention to it. It's like love and hate. They always say that love and hate are not really all that far apart from each other. And I think, because they're strong emotions. And I think that may be what it is with Bill Cosby. Because people are still asking about it. And I appreciate the people who are still asking about it, because it certainly did a world of good for us here at this station. All right, phone lines are open. Any thoughts on anything this morning? 740-751-4038. You know, I worry about our friend Sarah. She called in. You know, we did not hear from her last week until Friday. And when she called in Friday, she said she was having some issues with her cell phone. And I don't know if those issues have ever gotten worked out, because here we are Wednesday this week, and I don't think we've heard from her this week. So I hope she was able to get her cell phone issues worked out, and I hope she's out there listening. So Sarah, if you're out there listening, hope things are going well. But the questions this morning now, 44 minutes past the hour. What do you make of our Groundhog Day celebration? Groundhog, pizza. Somebody picking a piece of pizza, which will lead to a prediction about the weather. Who should that person be? how did the whole Spam sandwich and hot chocolate thing get started? Do they still do the Spam sandwich and things like that? I don't know. If anybody knows the answer to any of those things, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. What do you think of Del Taco? We're a week away. Do you think it's going to be a good thing? Do you think everything will go smooth? They're doing hiring. I think today, open interviews is what they call it. The price of McDonald's pop going from $1.07 to $1.37 or $1.38 or whatever it is with tax. And do you think the two lines make everything go smoother at McDonald's? I don't know. You know, I still think the old one line that all the other places still use make things go better. But that's just my opinion. What's yours? And other than that, I think we're in good shape here this morning. So the phone lines are open. Who's going to be the first brave soul this morning to pick up their telephone and give us a call and let us know their opinion on something? And by the way, you can have an opinion on anything else you want to. If it's not something I'm discussing, we certainly don't mind hearing opinions or thoughts on something else going on in the community or elsewhere around the world. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are wide open here on this Wednesday morning, January the 11th, 2023, 46 minutes past the hour, 33 degrees, and hazy skies here in Marion. 740-751-4038. You know, I thought the interview with Ayers Ratliff was interesting yesterday. I don't know how many people got to hear that. Ayers Ratliff, our second ward city councilman in the city. I thought it was interesting. He said he would not be running for mayor, but that he's aware of people who want to run for mayor. Now, they have to do it before February the 1st, which isn't too far away, 20 days. But he felt that there would be more Republicans running, so that there might be a Republican primary for Bill Collins. And he also felt that there would be a Democrat running, possibly not with a primary, but it would not be somebody on city council, which I thought was interesting. And I was thinking about that all night. Who do you think would make a good mayor? Now, I don't know what everybody's political affiliation is in town, but with only one person declared at this point, Bill Collins, and Mayor Schertzer saying he's not running for mayor again, who do you think would make a good mayor? Who should run for mayor, in your opinion? Is there somebody on city council who you think would be a good mayor? Is there somebody in the past who's been involved in politics who you think would make a good mayor? Is there just somebody in Marion who has nothing to do with politics who you think would make a good mayor? Give me a buzz. Let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I'll tell you, all this mayor talk, because I love to talk about history here on this station, and I'll tell you what all this mayor talk has done. It's made me think about a lot of the mayors that we have had over the years. You know, we've had Mayor Schertzer for 16 years. We had Jack Kellogg for 16 years. Before that, we had Doc Brown. I believe he was in there for 8 years. Prior to Doc Brown, we had, I believe it was Ron Malone. I don't know if Ron Malone did a full 4 years. There was something with Ron Malone that I don't remember. I think he won, and then he left, and there was an interim mayor. I think he went to Columbus or something to work. And there was an interim mayor, but I don't remember who the interim mayor was. Does anybody remember the whole situation with Ron Malone? I know he was mayor, but I don't remember how that all went. I don't remember why he did not finish his term, and I don't remember who took over for him and finished it out. But I do know in the next election that Doc Brown became mayor, and he was mayor for 8 years. So we've got Ron Malone in there. And then prior to Ron Malone, we had, who was before Ron Malone? Don Quaintance. Don Quaintance, I think, was mayor for 12 years. So he had a long term as mayor. We also had mayors going way back. Yazel. I know there was a mayor Yazel at one point. Hap Dollar. Does anybody remember Hap Dollar? You really got to go backwards for Hap Dollar. So I guess the question is, what memories do you have of mayors in Marion? Because I think it's always good to get this stuff on the record for historic value. I know a lot of you have been through a lot of them because a lot of you are lifelong residents of Marion. And even if you're not a lifelong resident of Marion, you probably remember some of these mayors because they did other jobs in town. A lot of them were city council people. In Doc Brown's case, he had been a county commissioner. Jack Kellogg had worked in the insurance industry. Mayor Schertzer was a teacher. Doc Brown was also the superintendent of schools. So there was a lot of mayors who did other things and left their mark. Who is a mayor that you remember in the history of Marion, and why do you remember them? And it doesn't have to be anything political. It can just be a memory you have of them doing something that you enjoyed. And does anybody want to go out on a limb and talk about who they think the best mayor in the history of Marion has been in their lifetime? You know, I think a lot of people have different opinions on that. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. 51 minutes past the hour. Talking about the history of mayors in Marion. Now, I have to be honest with you. The ones that I have heard the most about, certainly Jack Kellogg, I think because he was mayor, still holds the record for the longest serving mayor. Ah, somebody decided to give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Columbus Black Department calling.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, very good. I was giving people a chance to weigh in before I called, but I heard your soliloquy this morning on Groundhog.
Well, what do you make of where we are at this point?
I think we're good, and I like the fact that you're pointing out, you know, this wouldn't be replacing Buckeye Check. This would be a follow-up event. You know, as long as you're driving to Marion to see Buckeye Check, you know, have some more fun while you're in town.
Right. You know, that ceremony usually wraps up by 8 o'clock, so if you're in Marion, this is just something else you can do right after that.
Right. And I really love the idea that came in yesterday, I think it was from Lee, about choosing a slice of pizza with the prediction underneath it. You know, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I thought that was a great idea. I thought that was a stroke of genius because that way you don't know, because you don't know what piece is going to be chosen. I don't know because I won't know anything about it. And the person choosing the piece of pizza to test it, they won't know. So it really will be a blind prediction, just like pulling a groundhog out of a hole. Now, as far as the person testing the pizza, now let's say that we don't come up, because meteorologists are busy that day. We're going to try to get one, but let's say we don't get one. Who else would be somebody in the vein that would be a good taste tester here?
Well, if the mayor wants to come by, he might be a good one, or you were talking about you know, the other past mayors, I don't know who was mayor during the mid-70s when Buckeye Chuck was discovered, but that might be a good person.
I believe that was Don Quaintance, and I believe he's went on to his reward, unfortunately.
So he's supervising from the upper balcony.
Yeah, he's looking down on us for that particular event. But I think, you know, I mean, there certainly are people. Now, the mayor would be a great one. Now, I also believe that former Mayor Kellogg, because he was involved with it for so long with the Spam sandwiches, would be a good one. Matter of fact, I think he used to have a sweatshirt that he used to wear out there for Buckeye Chuck. Now, as far as the plaque goes, now, what is the plaque and what is the presentation involved in that?
Well, the plaque will have a bust of Buckeye Chuck on it. You know, it was just, you know, commemorating the event and Marion and everything. And I'm trying to get a little bit of music involved in that, too, like something like Eat My Shadow or something like that, something to make it a notch up there. It's kind of like what he did with Buckeye Guy for his upper crust.
Oh, yeah. Well, boy, he was super impressed with that. He had a good time with that, which I thought that was great. Now the pizza itself, I think there's some options here, because I don't think we can put groundhog on it. I don't think you can buy groundhog. I don't even know how that would work. But
last year we actually ended up using pork because it was groundhog, you know. And Eric's actually out cruising the highway looking for a groundhog, but I'm not sure if he'll come up with one.
You know, I wonder what groundhog would taste like. My goodness.
Depends on how quickly you get it, I guess.
might need a lot of sauce on that pizza.
Yeah, but the ground chuck is certainly a good idea, and ground spam, although I don't want to imply to anybody that we actually have chuck on the pizza.
Well, you know, I think those are interesting ideas, because for so many years, the spam idea, I know it was referred to because the joke was that spam is ground chuck, so that certainly has been synonymous with Groundhog Day, although I don't think they serve that anymore. I wish somebody would let me know, but I don't think they do. And the idea that it just luckily is named Buckeye Chuck certainly would lend ground chuck to the idea, because then we could say that this is a groundhog pizza, the Buckeye Chuck, which I think that's interesting. Although we're not gonna, you know, do in Buckeye Chuck and put him on the pizza.
No, save that one for the movies.
No, but I think it's a good event, because then the following 6 weeks we'll compare all our predictions.
Well, I mean, and because I've been doing some research here, and Buckeye Chuck does have a better average than Phil. So, I mean, we got that on our side.
Yeah, I had heard that. I had heard that I believe his predictions are better. Now, have we ever been able to authenticate in any way what year it started? Because I was looking myself yesterday on the internet and through some things that had been done, and all I can ever find is that, yes, it was proclamated in 1979, but I don't know the first year that it was ever actually done.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do some more research there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I know it was done before that, but I don't know how much before. I know in the beginning they were not doing big crowds. For a long time it was just done in the studio. And I don't know. I remember Charlie telling a story at one point about how he just used to look out his window and I think give the prognostication, but I'm not sure how that... I really don't know. I don't know if there is the definitive year that it started. I don't know. I don't even know how you'd figure that out.
Although we have doubt on our side.
We do have doubt on our side. I don't think anybody else would be able to prove it either, so it's an interesting thing. But I do think it's something that people would want to watch, especially since there is a big crowd that gathers in Marion that morning to watch that. And if this is an interesting attraction because of the pizza and possibly, you know, if they don't serve the spam, maybe that's something we could do. I think that's something we could actually pull off. Although I don't know if spam is on the endangered species list in the grocery store at this point.
Well, Well, I went looking for that figgy pudding spam, and I couldn't find it anywhere. But regular spam is out there.
Regular spam is out. Well, I guess, you know, that's something maybe we could do. I don't know. Something to where people, you know, like I say, we'll probably end up doing this around 8:30, 8:45. So as they leave Buckeye Chuck, they could come swing by where we are, participate in our event, and I'm sure between then we'll pizzazz it up a little bit more.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Looking good.
Hey, well, thanks.
All right.
Bye. Well, there's the sequence of events so far as we have it on Groundhog Day, a little addendum to what goes on with Buckeye Chuck. We'll be back in 15
minutes. You're
listening
to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump,
we welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention. Probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey.